Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Coming up this week, Walt Disney World has made a lot of announcements about various attractions and shows that are going to be opening in the next month, and we'll tell you more about that. Disney Cruise Line has announced the rest of their 2017 itineraries. Disney Springs Town Center has opened, and we're going to tell you what our impressions are on that. And Love is in the Air. We will tell you a little bit more about that in housekeeping. All that coming up next from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 885 for the week of May 24th, 2016. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner. Excuse me. Joined at the table this week by my good friends, John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Kevin Close.
Aloha.
Teresa Eccles.
Hey there.
Rhino Clavin.
Just happy to be sitting here for Corey.
And back in the production nook, our associate producer, Oliver Green.
Hello.
Along with our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. And first, let me apologize that we did not have a show last week. I had a really bad stomach thing going on, and I spent most of the day in bed. So I am clearly feeling better, and thank you for understanding. And somebody has their phone on, because I hear a ding. But we were supposed to announce on last week's show the winner of the Why I Want Deluxe contest that we had been running on social media for a few weeks. And so we just decided to keep you all in suspense another week. And I am very happy to announce that the winner comes from Maine, Portland, to be exact. And her
lives
first,
on the street.
No. Her name is Donna Olson from Portland, Maine.
Yay! Congratulations.
Donna will win a 5-day, 4-night stay at a Disney Deluxe Resort courtesy of Dreams Unlimited Travel. We had over 16,000 entries in that social media contest. So that was really, really cool. But if you didn't win, don't feel bad, because we got something else coming.
No, feel bad.
Nope.
You should feel very, very bad about yourself.
Actually, I'm going to make you feel twice as good in a little bit. I'm getting very game show host here. Next month, starting June 6th, which is a Monday, and each Monday through the month of June, we're going to be putting out a special series of shows on Disneyland. We were in Disneyland the beginning of April. We captured an enormous amount of content. And so we have shows going up. We're going to be focusing on Disneyland's 60th anniversary in our first week. In our second week, we're going to be focusing on dining at Disneyland. Our third week, we're going to be focusing on attractions, the attractions at Disneyland, including Star Wars. And in our fourth week, you'll be getting tips from locals on how to get the most out of your Disneyland vacation. So we have those four shows going up each Monday. And along with that, we have a bunch of videos going out to support each of those weeks and the themes. And we have some really cool stuff you've never seen before. We've done some cooking segments in my kitchen. We have successfully made apple bacon whoopie pies. And just yesterday, we filmed mint juleps for the Lady Julep, which is now Rhino's name, because he walked around Disneyland screaming how he wanted a mint julep. So I have named him the Lady Julep. You will refer to him like that from now on.
Hashtag.
Hashtag the Lady Julep. So we're going to be doing all this stuff, and we're going to be giving away lots of prizes, some little stuff, some other stuff. But we are going to give away not one, but two, and John is just finding out about this now.
I am.
Not one, but two 5-day, 4-night trips to Disneyland. Woo! You're going to go to Disneyland. So if you didn't win this one, you have a shot at that. We're going to be doing some trivia. We're going to be doing some stuff on social media. All those details will be announced June 6th, Monday. DisUnplugged.com. Just look for our big Disneyland celebration stuff, because the entire month of June is about Disneyland. Now, just so people don't get confused, these shows are not being replaced with those. Those are extras. Those are bonus shows for you. But you're also, if you really want every chance possible to win that trip to Disneyland, you're going to need to be listening to the Disneyland edition of the Dis Unplugged throughout the month of June, because they're going to be helping give those things away. So, again, all the details you need will be made available to you on June 6th. So, very exciting. Got a month of prizes, a month of giving, because John's a very giving man.
Sorry.
Without knowing.
Teresa, I have bad news for you.
Yeah.
In order to afford these prizes...
My hours have been cut.
You're done.
I'm done. Okay.
just done.
Okay, bye.
Also, want to remind everyone that coming up July 22nd through the 26th is the Diz Mega Meet to celebrate the 10th anniversary of our show. Our little baby is going to be 10. The actual date of our 10th anniversary is July 25th, but we're going to be celebrating that entire weekend. Going to have lots of things going on, around the parks with members of the team, and we'll be doing a silent auction through that weekend. But July 25th, that Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, we will be doing our 10th anniversary show live at the Cirque du Soleil Theater in Disney Springs. So very excited about that. If you want to join us, it's $25, and we'll have a link in the show notes page, disunplugged.com, where you can go to sign up. So right now we've got about 500 people signed up.
Can I add a little something to that? We don't know when, but we're going to very soon announce the closing date for that, because we need time to produce credentials and get all the stuff worked out. So if you haven't signed up, sign up now, because we may have to say, listen, in a few days, we're going to cut off sign-offs. We don't want anybody to miss out. Make sure you get in there. $25 a person. It's all going to Give Kids the World. So please sign up soon.
And we're going to find other ways to soak you out of money for Give Kids the World. Don't think you're getting off for $25. But we're going to start there, and then, we'll go from there.
I'll be holding an event at my house on the 21st. I'm moving out that day, so I'll need people to come over and help clean. So whoever would like to donate.
You say that in jest, but however, people are probably just now going crazy. Well, I can go to Craig's house.
Well, yeah. Be my house anymore.
Pack his panties.
That'll be all out. I just need them to, paint the walls and clean the carpet.
One pizza for all
the people. Give Kids the World.
Or give Craig a new house.
So, that's that. Now, let's just talk about our upcoming shows. Every Monday, the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast goes up. This week, it was...
Picking the right time to visit Walt Disney World.
I said that in the Daily Fix yesterday, and I forgot.
That's all right. And you were on that show. I thought it was a great show.
It was. Well, because I was on it.
That's absolutely true. Actually, next week will not be a show. We're going to be taking a week off, because after that, we have a series of four shows about booking a Disneyland resort vacation, and we're going to coincide those with the shows that you guys are doing.
So funny how that works.
Funny how it worked out.
Look how you guys are working together on this. This is awesome.
I think we actually communicate once in a while, don't you? So we did that so that we can have all that content go out at once. So we'd have a week where there won't be a new dream show. Maybe we'll play a repeat or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Play a repeat.
I don't know.
It's a holiday.
It is a holiday. Maybe we'll just take the day off.
Oh, yeah, that's why we're not doing it.
Yeah, that's
right.
So that's the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast. You can find that on disunplugged.com. You can also head out to youtube.com/Dreams Unlimited Travel to find all those shows. And, of course, subscribe to them on iTunes. Also going up every Monday, the Disneyland edition of the Dis Unplugged with your host and mine, Tom Bell, and other people. And what is the Disneyland show about this week?
Oh, it's a doozy. Tom has a review of the Holiday Inn Anaheim.
Ooh, wow.
That's it. I'm sure they're going to talk about other stuff,
and
too.
And other folks.
They're going to be talking about more
Ginger
exciting.
And Marianne.
Tom Bell, the official name is the Disneyland edition of the Dis Unplugged with host Tom Bell and them.
And them.
That's how he introduces them. Like when he's in the park with the whole team. He's like, hi, I'm Tom Bell. There's them.
Wow.
So yeah, that's Mondays. And then every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, disunplugged.com, the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged with Craig Williams and other people. And
them.
And them, Craig and them. And what are you talking about this week, Gregory?
As this week, we are finally going to be able to give our attraction review of the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. So we tried to do it a couple months ago, and then I think we ended up not doing a show at all. So this week we're going to do it.
As we do.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like it. Yeah,
just don't do a show.
So yeah, you can look forward to that on Thursday.
That's awesome.
Thursday.
We came up a different way because we had some stuff to do before we came to the show today. We're up coming up by four. Amazing the progress at Universal.
Yeah.
There's now water slides up.
There's water slide tubes up.
And apparently there's going to be this fantastic crane ride because they have cranes everywhere. Yeah. 400 cranes.
It's just a construction pit. It's great.
Some people love that.
They're busy because they've got Kelvin running all over the place. He's not staying in his own little world. They've got him...
Doing what?
Planting trees.
I was like, tell me he's not building stuff. Because
oh, Lord, no.
What ride did he build? I don't want to go on
that one. No, he's planting trees and flowers and whatnot.
Doing what they do.
Yes, doing what they do.
Plants and trees. It's what the Eccles boys do. They love it.
Except at home.
All right, that's Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, disunplugged.com. And now, usually every Friday,
it's like a weekend
at some point
show.
In time. Yeah. Disunplugged.com for Diz Pop with Rhino Clavin and Oliver.
Yeah.
Because that's how that has to be built. It's Rhino Clavin and Oliver.
I always make sure to kick them down a couple notches whenever we get the show started, just to kind of build them up as we go.
Well, like we
hashtag
do with you.
Hashtag iced tea. That's just, what's your iced tea? That's your hashtag? Or something, some drink?
Lady Julep?
Oh, Lady Julep.
Yeah. Iced tea. No, that's a different guy.
It's a rapper. Sounds like a rapper to me.
Yeah.
Big baggy pants.
This weekend.
Well, hold on. Before you get to this coming one, this one you just released on Haunted Mansion is getting a lot of buzz. People are loving the show.
Yeah, my goal was I was being selfish and saying, oh man, wouldn't it be great if we got 1,000 views in a day? And I texted Oliver last night at 10:30 and it was up to like 1,500. So I was like, well, I exceeded my own expectations, which is great because whenever I start doing something like that, I always get halfway through and I go, God, this is going to be the biggest piece of crap I've ever made in my life. And then it always becomes the opposite. So
be careful of the salty language.
Okay.
Just put it out there as well. We've also agreed that we'd do a nude calendar if we get a million views on one of the Diz Pop videos.
Let this calendar go.
So
yeah, no, you won't. You'll do a nude calendar. You'll be unemployed.
Did he say nude? Somebody said if we got a... Would you say, is it up to 10 million or do you say million?
All right, moving right along.
We don't want people to see their shortcomings.
It's the pasty white boys of the Diz.
That is Fridays when Rhino feels like uploading it because it does not go up.
Well, in fairness, it's always usually two episodes a week, so I feel like I give everybody an extra episode just
well, that's
to make
right.
Up
There's
for
a video episode that goes up on YouTube and youtube.com/DizUnplugged. But then there is a separate, different audio show that he puts up every week.
Yeah.
For our audio only audience.
His interpretation of Beyonce's Lemonade?
Pretty much, yeah. I do a nice, slow, melodic kind of William Shatner reading of it the whole time. But yeah, that's Craig often has joined me for every episode where we're going to review Disney films. This week it was Alice in Wonderland. And
that's because Craig has a face for radio, right?
Yeah. Well, he's wonderful on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all. Pete has told me for years I have a face for radio and a voice for silent movies. So,
I've never said that to you once in my life.
It's okay, Becky. We still like you.
All right. So... That's the lineup of shows coming up this week. A couple things that I would like to mention. And I know this is going to open the floodgates. And let me just stop you all now. I'm doing it this once. I'm not doing it again. Okay? First, I want to say congratulations to Hallie and Madison, who got engaged in Walt Disney World last week. And the reason that I'm mentioning that was... I thought it was very sweet. Hallie and Madison are both big fans of the show. And Hallie had emailed me a couple months ago and asked me if I would handwrite, like a person, a note to her girlfriend saying, because she just graduated from college, and congratulating her on graduating from college. And then at the end of it put, P.S., congratulations on your Disney engagement. And that's how she found out she was getting engaged.
Aww.
That was their proposal, which I thought was really sweet. And, of course, thankfully, Madison said yes. So Hallie and Madison, or I'm sorry, Madison was the one who emailed me, and Hallie was the one who said yes. So congratulations to Hallie and Madison on that, and thank you for including me in that. I really appreciate that. It was really sweet.
Open the floodgates.
Well, you know, this seemed to be the week for it, though. This seemed to be the week for love. I got a really moving message, email on Facebook last week from a gentleman named Thomas in Norway. And I'm not going to go into the details of his email, but I was really moved by what he wrote. And so it is with that in mind that I agreed to grant him a favor that he asked me to do. So right now, I am speaking only to Care Carlson. Only to you, Care. Thomas would like to know if you would like to marry him. And if we time this right, he's sitting next to you right now with a ring. So, congratulations. We're going to assume you said yes.
I don't know. We haven't seen the ring.
Yeah, really. We need a picture of the ring. I want that for next week. I want to see the ring. And I want to see a sign saying she said yes. But so congratulations to Thomas and Care, because you just got engaged. And again, congratulations to Hallie and Madison. Now, with all that said, before you start inundating me with emails, let me be very clear. The only marriage proposals I will be involved in is one directed at me. Okay? So if you are in your late 30s to late 40s,
God,
British or Australian, and are devastatingly handsome, I will entertain marriage proposals. Outside of that, I'm not doing this again. Okay? There.
I'm done. Love guru.
Yeah. Me just bringing them all together.
Pete's calligraphy studio. I don't know which is which.
All right. So that will do it for housekeeping, unless anybody else has anything. No? All right. Then over to Johnny with the news.
All right. Our first news story. Special dining packages announced. Walt Disney World has announced special dining packages for two of their Animal Kingdom restaurants, Tiffin's and Tusker House, and the new nighttime show, The Jungle Book, Alive with Magic. Guests who book these packages will get reserved seating for the show with the purchase of their meal. At Tusker House, the package is available for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and includes the all-you-care-to-eat buffet. The only catch is that you must dine at least 2.5 hours before the show. Breakfast is $37 for adults and $23 for children. Lunch and dinner are $49 for adults and $30 for children. This is one table service credit on the Disney Dining Plan. The package at Tiffin's is available at lunch or dinner, and includes choice of appetizer, entree, dessert, and non-alcoholic beverage. The dining package meal is $67 for adults and $32 for children, or two table service meal credits on the Disney Dining Plan. Reservations are now open. Wonder why you have to eat so far in advance of the show.
Well, it really should be called the Not Our Other Nighttime Show That We Couldn't Get to Work. Not Rivers of Light Dining Package. But
Look over here. We've got something new. Look over here.
I wonder if the restaurants close close at that time before the show.
Because, it's very possible that for dinner everything is going to close so that they
keep it like dark there or something,
and also make the crowds go in one direction probably. Yeah. All right, so that was exciting. All right, story number two. Frozen Ever After to open June 21st. Two brand new Frozen experiences. Frozen.
I knew you were going to rewrite this story.
Because the beginning was really weird.
Yeah, because you were not going to say, we all know that Frozen is best.
Yeah, no, I was
in
not
summer.
Yeah. Hey, I wrote that.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did. I can still smell the cheese.
I'm gay, but not that gay. Two brand new Frozen experiences, Frozen Ever After and the Royal Summerhus, set to open at Epcot this summer on June 21st, according to Disney Parks blog. Both new experiences are located in the World Showcase at Norway. Frozen After Ever After, quote, offers guests an adventurous boat tour through the Kingdom of Arendelle. Disney Parks blog goes on to describe the attraction. Guests are first transported to the, quote, Summer Snow Day celebration, where Queen Elsa embraces her magical powers to create a beautiful winter in summer day for the entire kingdom. Next, guests will pass Troll Valley on their way up the icy North Mountain to Queen Elsa's Ice Palace before their return trip to the Bay of Arendelle. FastPass Plus became available for Frozen After Ever After on Saturday, May 21st. No word yet if FastPass Plus will be available for the Anna and Elsa meet and greet next door at the Royal Summerhouse. But expect Stop long it. Lines for that experience as well.
Oh, forget it. You're not going to be... This is going to be... Yeah. This is going to be absurd, the lines for this.
It's crazy. Disney also wants to make sure everyone knows that Anna and Elsa are also available to see to be seen in the Festival of Fantasy Parade, as well as the upcoming Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair
show. That's basically them saying, please go to another park, because we're not going to be able to handle the number of people that are going to come into Epcot to see this.
There's not enough room in the hoose.
Yeah, so, you know, that happened.
So, yeah, well, finally we know when this is opening. And, you know, I'm really hoping that it lives up to the hype. It's going to have to be a pretty outrageous attraction.
It sounds like it has the same ride thing as the
Norwegian. It does. I don't think they changed the
same ride. They weren't going to change that. It had to be the same.
I mean, they painted the boats.
Yeah. But they go through Troll Valley.
They go through Troll Valley. Which, believe it or not, I think is a room on Match.com.
I thought it sounded like a night at the Parliament House. Queen Elsa takes you through Troll Valley. But
oh, God.
All right. Third news story. Soarin' Around the World update. Looks like anxious guests waiting to see Soarin' Around the World are still going to have to wait until June 17th. Disney Parks blog has announced that the original Soarin' will reopen at the Land Pavilion at Epcot from May 21st through June 16th. Guests at Disney California Adventure will be able to experience Soarin' over California still through June 15th before the opening of the new film. Soarin' over California took guests on a glider ride over some of the most beautiful areas of California, including Napa Valley, Yosemite, and Disneyland, while making the experience extremely immersive using wind and scent effects. Soarin' Around the World will take guests out of California and highlight different areas across the globe, including Australia, China, and more. Look for Soarin' Around the World on June 17th at Epcot in Disney's Disney California Adventure, but don't miss out on your last chance for the original Soarin'.
Yeah, I've already got my fast passes to see. I want to see the original Soarin' one more time before it goes away forever. Never to be heard from again.
Until they run out of sense.
You gotta hope the new one lives up to the original.
It is. They're gonna have like a soy sauce smell come out whenever you're flying over the Great Wall of China.
God,
Craig.
That's messed up.
Okay, Craig Trump.
I just wonder if the music will change as you go from country to country.
I thought you were going
to
make a common sense joke, like, oh, that's common sense, and here you are just thinking of your racist.
Let's not bypass his racist comment, because usually I get the emails.
What's so wrong with that?
That's the best part.
I don't know. Is the complete lack of self-awareness, you know, is just what kind of...
And there's the punch.
This gives you that, gives it that extra punch, so... now I'm excited. I'm excited about the new Soarin', but I'm happy to see the old one more time. So I really have not had a chance to look at what was released today with Disney Cruise Line. So please tell me,
all right,
what the excitement is.
Breaking news just released this morning. Disney Cruise Line releases fall 2017 itineraries with sailings out of New York, Texas, and California. Disney Cruise Line has...
Because they did so well with those the last time.
Trust me, when I read these, you're going to go, really? Disney Cruise Line has released itineraries for the fall of 2017, and in the list are cruises sailing out of New York, New York City, San Diego, and Galveston. The Disney Magic will sail to the Bahamas and Canada's coast out of New York City. There are two ports on the Canadian sailings, Prince Edward Island and Bar Harbor, Maine. The San Diego cruises will take place on the Disney Wonder, and will sail to Baja and the Mexican Riviera. Some of the ports on those cruises will include Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta, and Mazatlan. The Disney Wonder will also sail out of Galveston to the Caribbean and Bahamas. I do want to point out that the Galveston sailings, the Caribbean Galveston sailings, will not stop at Castaway Cay. So that's kind of a bummer. But the Bahamian sailings will.
Now, they stopped sailing out of all three of these places.
Exactly.
Because, wait for it, no one would pay what they were charging. They were two and three times more expensive than Royal Caribbean coming out of these ports. And people in New York, in Galveston, and in California were like, no, no, we're not going to pay it. So this is AA's definition of insanity, is repeating the same behavior and expecting different results. So I don't know what they're thinking. Are there new people now in these places that to haven't, you know, that have a lot of money? Is it fracking money down in Galveston all of a sudden? I don't know. I don't get why they're doing this.
Mexican Riviera sailings actually sound a little bit cool. They're going to different places, different ports.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I done Mexico a couple times. If I never go back, it'll be too soon. I think it's dirty. I think it's nasty. I hate those ports.
It smells like soy sauce.
You would not get me to go back to Mexico again. I really just don't like it. Give me the Caribbean any day
there
over Mexico.
There are people who love Puerto Vallarta, who go
here. Yeah. San Lucas.
Bless them. Bless them. That's buddy, to each his own.
I think the New York sailing that goes up to Maine and up into Prince Edward Island sounds like fun.
Yeah. That does sound very nice, but I'm sure it's $77,000
a stateroom. I was just going to say.
Very expensive when we did it.
Galveston's popular with the Texans, obviously.
Not popular enough.
Yeah.
Remember they were doing last minute deals.
Kids sell for it.
Yeah, because and they were like, we don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand? The ship sitting next to you doing the exact same itinerary is a third the price. That's why people aren't booking you. If you're not going to be competitive, you know, you could do all the marketing spin you want. Oh, our ships are in a different category than Royal Caribbean. Right. Well, that may be true. Your guests aren't, though. You know, your guests aren't.
Unless they're going to do something wildly innovative. If they're just running the same cruises to the same places, it's hard to justify.
Well, the summer of 2017, the prices are crazy. And people are freaking over it.
I also believe, too, that there's going to be two different lengths out of New York City. One's a 5 and one's a 7. So the 5 might be more appealing at a lower price. And then out of California, it's like 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7-night cruises. I don't know what they're going to do. That ship is going to just spin around in circles for 3 weeks.
Yeah, really. Two nighter.
Could do donuts.
Did you see what we were supposed to go see? It was great.
We will see what happens. The good news is that the Dream and the Fantasy continue their sailings out of Port Canaveral, same schedule. So, you know, if you want to sail to the Caribbean, these are great cruises to go on and very popular.
They are.
Now, you know, look, don't get me wrong. I love Disney Cruise Line. I think it's an amazing product. I think the ships are incredible. I think the service is incredible. And I think in some regards, depending on the itinerary, it's worth what you pay for it. But, you know, I don't know.
Isn't one of the really
But they also
big...
just released, like, the rest of the 2017 in, like, the, you know, the Caribbean and stuff, Eastern Western Caribbean.
Right, that's what you said. All of the Dream of the Fantasies, all the same. But don't you think that part of a Disney vacation is Castaway Cay?
Oh, no question.
Don't you think that's a big draw for people?
That's one of the reasons you're going to pay that money.
Yeah.
So why are they dropping it from Galveston?
Maybe they just can't get to it in time. However, to have all of these sailings that don't go to Castaway Cay, that go other places, seems like you might have trouble selling those.
No, we'll see. We could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
We've been wrong before.
All right, that'll do it for the news.
All right, thank you, John. We will move on to Roundtable Rapid Fire, and we'll start randomly with John.
You know, there's a lot of John after the news.
There is a lot of during the news, too. I like it.
Well, it's John Magi and us. It's the John Magi and us show.
Disney likes it that way.
I do. Disney Vacation Club will open a new member lounge at Epcot on June 6th, part of their 25th anniversary celebration. The lounge will be located on the second floor of the Imagination Pavilion. The room will feature Coca-Cola freestyle machines, charging stations for mobile devices, Wi-Fi. computer with access to printers and mounted tablets for access to the My Disney Experience app. And members will also be able to make dining reservations, future resort stays, and more with a member services advisor. I think what's really interesting is they're pointing out that there's going to be an RCI advisor there, too, for the exchange program. Oh. I have a feeling that's not as popular as they thought it would be. So they're probably trying to
Especially now that they've told people who buy resale that they can't use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is a nice perk for Vacation Club members. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Kevin.
All right. We've got lots to talk about. My rapid fire is not going to be rapid. First of all, we have a trip coming up at the end of August. Pete has decided to join us.
I have.
We are going to Italy and Switzerland. The trip starts August 26th and ends September 2nd.
This is very exciting. You get three podcasters.
That's true. And we are going to be staying in northern Italy.
It's the Holy Triumvirate. Traveling.
That's right. That or the grin grinning ghosts. All right. The cost is $52.19 per person, double occupancy, or $73.09 for a single traveler. If you'd like to join us, please come.
How
join
much
us.
Is it?
$52.19 per person.
You know, when you think about where we're going, okay, we start this trip in Milan.
Actually, we start near Milan.
Don't bog me down with details.
Sorry.
I'm starting my trip in Milan. I don't know where you're starting your trip.
Most people will be flying into Milan to get to Stresa, so you'll probably spend a night in Milan.
But as Kevin said to me, you know how you see New York, Paris, Miami, Milan? Stresa's not on that list.
Well, Pete couldn't decide if he wanted to spend his pre-nights in Milan or Stresa.
No, I knew I was going to spend my pre-nights.
Well, they're, you know.
And I have my room booked at the Park Hyatt.
You're going to love that hotel.
I have my... Love oh, you're going to love my room.
We stayed there. Top of the line.
Oh, no, I got a terrace. I got the terrace suite.
Good for you.
Well, look, you know what? I'm not doing a lot of traveling this year, so, you know. But anyway, we get to see that part of Italy. We get to go to Lake Como, because if you say it fast, it's Lake Como, which is where George Clooney lives. Because that's what everybody says. Oh, George Clooney has a house there. Good. Well, I'm not going to see him, but, you know.
They come to see us.
And then we
Lake Como is one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen in my entire life.
That is what I have heard.
And I've been lucky enough to see some pretty places.
And then we go to Zurich.
We go to Lucerne. We fly out of Zurich, but we also stay at a hotel that's at the base of the Matterhorn. Not the Disneyland Matterhorn. The Switzerland.
Yeah, do they have
Matterhorn.
A roller coaster?
They do. It's the first one. Walt invented it. All right. Moving on. We also have...
There's still spaces on that trip.
There are. It's getting close. Come with us.
Especially if there's a wedding proposal. If you want to propose to me, you can come on that trip and propose to me there.
That was a narrow group of people.
I was going to say.
All right. Bigger net.
Bigger net. Well, we don't want everyone.
Okay. The next trip, October 23rd through 28th, we're going to Disneyland for Halloween. One of our perks there is we'll get to go to a Halloween party. There is still space available on that. John and I will be traveling on that adventure.
They bailed on me for Adele.
We did.
And I want you all to know, we did. We gave up tickets to see Adele.
Not once, but twice.
Twice. Two nights in a row. We have tickets, and we're going to go to Backstage Magic.
And I still have my two tickets.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to work that out.
So well, you might be married after August.
And I'm going.
That's true.
I might.
Yeah.
I might get married, and then my honeymoon can be Adele.
She'll serenade you.
In Miami.
And the other two seats could be for your kids.
He's a quick man. He will.
Yeah, well,
okay. Yeah. Moving ahead. Back to me.
back to zero.
If you'd like to go on the October Backstage Magic, it's October 23rd through the 28th, and it's some money.
Some money.
Also, next summer, we have plans, and we have a guarantee from Adventures by Disney. If you are interested in going on a Backstage Magic July 9th through the 14th, we will be doing a Backstage Magic, depending on interest. Right, now, if you've already emailed me and told me you want to go next year, don't panic. I have your email. If you'd like to go and haven't sent me an email, the nice thing about this trip is it bumps right up against D23. Now, We haven't figured out the details yet, but if you're interested in D23, you could do the backstage magic beforehand. And it's kind of a nice Walt story. You start where Walt started, and you end the trip with D23 at the future of what's coming to Disney. So it's kind of a whole nice little package. Finally.
He doesn't know this one yet.
He doesn't. This is news to everybody.
Oh, am I getting surprised now?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people have decided that they would like to travel together on July 28th on an Alaska cruise out of Seattle.
Oh.
On Royal Caribbean again.
We have quite a handful of people. This is not a podcast cruise. This is not. This is, there's not going to be any podcast events. This is a bunch of people who would like to travel together. It's the July 28th. It is on the Explorer of the Seas. And if you are interested in joining us, it will be the Seattle round trip out of Seattle. And you should let Tracy know, Tracy Heinrichs. She's Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y-H, at Dreams Unlimited Travel.
We actually have group space held on that sailing, so if more people want to join us.
And we've got quite a clump.
That depends on how many people we get. Maybe we'll do something. You never know.
You never know. At this point, though, it is not a podcast cruise. So we don't want to give it that name at this point.
You want to go back to Alaska?
No, always.
I know. Me too.
Always.
Are you surprised?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm happy.
Facial. I need a shot of facial. Oh, see, that was good. Perfect.
There you go. Pete's perfect. Home alone, apparently.
Very surprised.
Kevin! So that's my news. That's our travel for the next
year.
Well,
no, it's funny because I was thinking, you know, was kind of bummed I wasn't going this season because, you know, I like to try and go every year. And so I was kind of bummed it wasn't going this season. So that gives me that to look forward to. So,
well, this was actually the brainchild of some folks in New England who decided, we're going, and you're going too, and other people are going. So they kind of, while we were in Hawaii, they decided this was how it was going to happen.
While you were sunning.
I was, with one of those aluminum foil things under my chin. So that's it. So it's become a thing. But we've already signed up for it, and there's a bunch of people going.
Awesome. Sounds great. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Teresa, are you awake?
I am. Back to local Florida news. Walt Disney World has changed the time of day that new Fast Passes will be made available. Previously, guests who wanted to book their Fast Passes exactly the 60-day mark had to wait until the availability opened at midnight. This will now change to 7 a.m. Eastern time.
So is it now 7 hours later, or is it 7 hours before?
I would say later.
So it's 7 a.m. at the 160.
Yeah, your date comes at 12:01, and you might as well be sleeping.
And I'm sure that's Eastern Standard
Time. It is Eastern Standard Time. Off-site guests and annual pass holders still have to wait 30 days out. So, is that boring you?
Yes, very much so.
Show them your two glasses. Let them pick.
Oh, fine.
We've already decided. I've already had these on.
Where are the other ones?
Okay, now show them the other ones.
Oh, the other ones? The ones my husband hates? I love these.
I like both.
Yeah.
I like both.
I think I'm going with the first pair. I like them both, but I think the first pair. Let me see them.
These ones are very, like, Julie
Newmar. And I have a third
Julie
pair
Newmar.
That's purple that I love, too. That's a different shade.
That's Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Pete.
You look a little like the church lady.
Yeah, that is a little church lady.
Isn't that special?
That is a little church lady.
Oh. Okay, your eyes got big like Mr. Magoo.
And then, of course, I think pretty sure these were my mother's. You know how the old people wear the big glasses over their glasses?
Oh, you had cataract surgery?
I have a giant
the lady
head,
julep.
So I
this
only
is,
have two
I'll be back.
He does, because these are like falling off my head here.
Yeah. I'll be back.
You got to try these.
I can't change them.
Stella says these are my cartoon mom glasses.
Oh. Lord woman. Well, I have my contacts in, so my prescription and your prescription are not getting along well.
Very
holy.
Stevie Wonder.
Very the ladies who lunch.
A little Sondheim, yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you, glasses lady. The Lady Julep.
So Netflix now has the exclusive rights to stream Disney movies. So nobody else. It's going away in the fall. Stars has it until September. But starting in September, Netflix now has the first run exclusive streaming rights for all movies produced in 2016 and beyond, plus back catalog. But they didn't announce what specifically was going to be coming in September, but they did say, like, all. So it means that.
I bet it's Atlantis.
Yeah. Brother Bear 2, but not the first one.
Do people still buy DVDs?
Yeah.
Well, Blu-rays, but yeah.
Online, yeah. I just bought a couple of them recently that I couldn't find anyplace else.
I invested in special features, and for me, it's like you collect art. So it's like I like to have that piece of, like, somebody went through the time to make this, and I like to have a little piece of it.
So your discs are on the wall?
I'm an emotional. What?
So your discs are on the wall?
Yeah, I put them all. Well, I do like a bell with a ladder situation in the library every day, just for the exercise in the morning, for the blood flowing.
Bell with the ladder.
Hashtag the Lady Jeweler.
With my parasol behind me.
I'm interested to see
what will I watch.
You think they're going to do past cartoons? You think they'll have old cartoons?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will.
Animated features.
Cartoons.
Lady and the Tramp 2.
It gives them, like,
Cinderella 2.
Cinderella 3 as well. Let's not forget that time travel one.
Okay, I'm bored now.
It's supposed to be Disney.
Do you want to look at Teresa's glasses again?
Yeah, really.
That was
much
fun,
more interesting.
See?
I just want to throw it out there, though, because they have had they made this deal like 4 years ago, but Starz already had it, so it's taken a while. So that's why you can still already see some Disney movies on there now, but until the deal's final, they might come and go. So if you see something on there currently that you want to watch, I would watch it, because then you might not get another chance until September.
Even then, it won't necessarily stay forever. They'll do the Netflix thing where they drop some stuff. But that means it's 7 to 9 months after the movie's in the movie theater, it'll be on Netflix.
Wow.
Just big.
Yeah.
That's very
big.
Yeah. Well, you know,
first studio to do it, actually.
We all remember a few years ago when Netflix changed their entire business model by saying that you would pay one price if you wanted to be able to order the DVDs and have them delivered, and another price if you wanted to stream.
Oh.
And how they were ready to throw this guy, the CEO, out on his butt, and people were dropping their memberships. What are you showing me?
Oh, well, on that note, that deal does not include the DVDs. So if you're waiting on the mails for the DVD through the mail, that won't include the Disney movies.
Well, I'm just saying, though, that
that's how
they changed their business model, and they were ready to run the CEO. I keep forgetting his name. Ready to run him out. A town on a rail, and he has engineered the revitalization of that company. It is truly one of the most extraordinary stories in business I've ever seen, and now Netflix is, I mean, it's huge, and they keep landing all these successes. So you have this, you have Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, all these original series. They were the ones that started investing in the original series, got all these others doing it now.
There's something coming out. This is probably not of interest to most people, but if you were a fan of the Gilmore Girls, Netflix is revitalizing that with 4 90-minute episodes next year called Gilmore Girls, The Times of Your Life. A Year in the Life.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a new 90-minute movie every season. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
They are completely changing the way we consume our entertainment.
Yeah.
We look forward to the most. Grace and Frankie just came out with season 2 that we haven't started yet.
Get through that quick so we can talk.
I started watching and I stopped. I got to go back and
it's Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
I know.
Is that enough?
It is. It is. I'm a busy man. I've got Game of Thrones. I've got.
I'm a busy man.
I'm
a very, very busy
I'm
man.
I'm marrying people.
All right. Well, thank you, Rhino. Yeah, I'm trying to get married here.
You should get ordained.
Yeah, you should get ordained.
And we could give that away as a prize.
On the cruise, we
Pete will
people.
Literally marry you.
It's not hard.
We should
do it online.
You do it on. You can.
Yeah. Do it.
Oliver, your rapid fire, please.
My rapid fire. It's very rapid as well. There is. I forgot what it was. No, it's the preferred parking is now available at Hollywood Studios. So.
We saw the sign this morning. It's $35.
Yep. It's
$15 if you're an annual pass holder.
If you've got a way of getting into parking already without having to pay, so I'm assuming cast member, annual pass holder, or
all we saw was the sign. I didn't see the details.
Yeah, it's just an extra $15. So, and then if you were paying with a regular day ticket or however other ticket that doesn't have parking on there, you'd pay your $20 first and then your $15.
That's insane, because Hollywood Studios, of all the parks parking lot, is the easiest. Just you could be in the farthest back spot by the trees, and it is still closer than almost all the other
parks.
These
spots are really great. These are spots that are on the backlot tour in the Golden Girls driveway.
That's right.
So you really can't get any better than that.
Maybe it's because it's the last one on there to join the club parts, because it's the easiest one to walk, and they just wanted that uniform option. So yeah. That's all I'm thinking.
That wasn't very rapid, Ollie.
It was. I'd say that was the quickest one of all. I'm sorry.
You're just really pissing me off.
Do not upset Mary Poppins.
No, Mary Poppins.
Oh, man.
Look, all I'm saying is
I'm gender equal.
I've not got glasses for everyone to share.
Don't talk. I don't want to talk anymore.
The British shade.
I'm done.
Yeah, you've upset Professor Higgins.
Who's Professor Higgins?
Oh, no. Oh,
he
no, wait.
Really
wait,
say,
no, you want to hear
what that is?
You want to hear the best
did
one?
Did he say that?
Hold on. Yes, he did. Yeah, but I got one. He had one better yesterday. He had one better yesterday. We're in the car. We're driving. I had to pick stuff up to do the mint julep thing, right? Okay, so we're driving down to Publix, and I said something about Barbara Streisand. He goes, oh, yeah, that's the woman who played the lady in the Meet the Fockers.
Oh, my God. Are you gay or not?
Teresa, get his card.
That's what you call collecting
and
your pearls.
I melted down.
This is a girl having a scene.
Did you make him get out of the car?
No, what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do.
Even Maxie knows this.
Silence.
Okay.
I have a plan.
Okay.
To address this travesty.
It is. You
this
need a
heresy
plan.
Of gayness.
Abomination.
This abomination of gayness. I have a plan to address this. I am going to sequester this boy for a weekend in a living room with Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
I think this is called like human trafficking.
Funny Girl.
Oh, Funny Girl, careful. Yeah.
Apparently my favorite lady. Tu Wong Fu.
That sounds like something off of
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, Priscilla, definitely.
Among others.
No, he's the whole game.
Sunset Boulevard. But he's already seen Sunset Boulevard, but he couldn't name who either the two stars in it are.
Oh, my God.
No, but I can tell you that it's like one of the most popular film noirs of
right,
the time.
Right, but you don't know who the hell starred
I'll make flashcards.
So,
and we can.
I do have my work cut out for me, but I am up to this challenge. I will gay this boy up.
You just got to do it like Clockwork Orange style, too, and have him sitting in a
with
chair
the eyes,
strapped
with
down.
The
you know how you make these videos for people to consume?
Yeah.
I think this should be a video. This is one I'll watch. Teresa and flashcards. I'm in.
I did that with Max when he was little. He didn't. I mean, he's not gay, but still, he knows all this.
Did you
stuff.
Try though? Did you try?
Did she just say the word?
No,
she
came this close.
She said shh.
Because if she did, that would cause me extra work.
All right, this has been a very lively rapid fire. Thank you, Oliver. Craig,
mine is somewhat broken. Toy Story Mania finally opened up their third track today, earlier this morning. And WDW News Today reported as of 10:50, because of the third track being open, it had a walk on.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Toy Story was at a walk on up till almost 11 o'clock today.
Don't touch the third
for 10 minutes. Is that what you're saying? You said 10:50
between 10:50 and 11.
Yes, and then all of a sudden everyone saw that, so they rushed over.
Yeah, you have to get in line for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe the third track.
Maybe
was
the ride
a
didn't
genius,
open
genius idea.
Let's see.
Wow. It's now open. I mean, I don't know if it's open for good. They might have just been testing it today, and it could go back down.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Have you seen that?
Oh, Jesus.
I know the song.
And I say,
oh, don't talk.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what song do you know?
What was that?
The Blue Oyster.
What, the
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No. Said, oh, good Lord.
We need a better.
Cut his mic.
We need a better screening process for new hires. We really
cut
do.
His mic.
I'm devastated. The future is so bleak. Really? The future is so bleak. But I'm up to the challenge here. I will My Fair Lady the hell out of that boy.
Our history is gone.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
I just want to know as well, earlier on, Kevin, when you said take away his card, did you mean my green card or my gay card?
Both.
At this point, both.
I think England deserves you back. Or your front.
They didn't want me in the first place, that's why I'm here. Anyway, back to what Craig was saying.
Oh, no, I'm done. So
I just want to put my...
I think Craig's enjoying this, actually.
No, more about him.
I just want to put my two cents in about what Craig was saying.
Soy sauce?
No, that was a long time ago. About the third
Let's
track.
Let's not bring back up the soy sauce.
Okay.
See, that is a dead topic.
I know this song, Thanks, Breakfast Shanghai. At Tiffany's.
Okay.
I was going to say, don't get used to there being not much of a line at Toy Story, because I think they're just going to fill it up with more fast pass reservations. So I think it's just going to be the same as it's always been, but you'll just be able more to people. Get more fast passes.
Thanks for adding your 2 pence. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, that will do it for Rapid Fire. Before we wrap up the show today, a couple things. In a second, we're going to talk about the opening of Town Center at Disney Springs. But before we do that, I just want to say something. I had a chance last Thursday for the second time to go do the After Hours event at the Magic Kingdom. It was the last one, reportedly, that they're doing. And I just want to say what a shame I think that is. I get why everybody was shocked at $150 for 3 hours in the Magic Kingdom. I got to tell you, best $150 I ever spent. Best. Now, you know, they dropped the price $75 for annual pass holders. That was even better, but even at $150. And I've talked to, I can't say, tell you how many people I've run into at the event on Thursday. Must have run into a dozen listeners. And there were only 550 people there for it.
Oh my gosh.
And so we have had more people at one of our Dizzapalooza parties than were in the Magic Kingdom last Thursday, and that's one of the reasons why Disney is stopping it, I think. But some people are speculating that they're just doing that because we're coming into the summer months, and with the park staying open till midnight, they're not going to keep it open till 3, that it may come back again in the fall. I hope it does. I hope Disney can work this out. That, you know, because even at 3,000, because I think they wanted to max it at 3,000. I don't think they ever hit that. And even at 3,000 people, you're not waiting on any lines.
Imagine offering this during Christmas week. Or imagine offering this during spring break or Easter week.
You might see them do it.
Or July 4th weekend. And I think to myself, all of a sudden, that goes from being, holy moly, that's expensive, to I'll pay double.
Yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, for me, I understand why some people were like, I can't afford that, I can't do it. But for me, I thought it was absolutely worth every stinking penny. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And I am sad to see it go. I would do that once a month, at least. I tell you what, it's such a unique experience going around the Magic Kingdom when there are effectively no people there. And, oh, look, there's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Let me just go and walk onto that now. Getting onto Splash Mountain, so it was with a friend of mine. So Splash Mountain, we had our own boat. Pirates of the Caribbean, we had our own boat. Small World had our own boat. I mean, it's just, we went on. This is what we did between 10:30 at night and 1:30. After we watched the fireworks, the castle show, and had dinner. We did Buzz Lightyear, Space Mountain, People Mover, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. We did Pirates of the Caribbean. We did Small World. We did Peter Pan. And we did one other that's escaping me at the moment. But you get the idea. I think we counted.
Jungle Cruise.
No, we didn't do Jungle Cruise.
Haunted Mansion.
We did Haunted Mansion. Thank you. That was what we were able to do between 10:30 and 1:30.
That's amazing.
And when I say walk on, I mean there were no people in front of us in most of these rides. When I went on to Big Thunder Mountain, there was just nobody in front of me, and there was nobody down there waiting to get into a car. It was incredible. It was an experience. 20 years I'm doing this. Those are experiences I haven't had. So I just want to say that I thought it was wonderful, and I hope they bring it back. Now, with that, I want to talk to Craig and Oliver and Rhino, because they were over at the opening of Town Center last week. We didn't do our show last week. We would have talked about it then. But I believe Oliver has put together a video, a little overview, right? You're looking at me quizzically.
Okay. Just waiting for you to say the play it now.
Play it now. All right, nice job, Oliver.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Great job on that.
It was okay.
So,
oh,
bitter party one.
Tell me what you thought of Town Center.
Okay, so this is a very, very beautiful area. There is no doubt about that. It is pristine. It's still clean.
Wide open.
It's very wide open. I can't say enough good things about it in terms of the look of it. The stores, as you saw in the video, and you could see around, it's all very high-end stores, as we knew it was going to come in that way. So obviously, it very much appeals to a lot of shoppers out there, and then there are others that it is way out of their price range. There's not a lot of benches anywhere, and very little seating around the new restaurants and stuff that they added. So that's a very strange thing right
now. That'll change soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll change fast. But the food, the new food locations were, I would say they were better than average, with some being really good.
Yeah, the Deluxe Burger, I already went back to there.
I've been there twice.
Yeah, did you get the El Diablo?
I haven't gotten that one yet. I got the Southern one. It was really good.
Yeah, it's really good. I brought people because I was like, I liked it. There was a line out around the building, and I said, well, we'll wait because it's still good. And even Eli, who doesn't usually like burgers and stuff, he liked it a lot.
What's the El Diablo?
It's a chorizo burger with like pepper jack cheese, and it's got some spice to it.
Oh, it sounds
delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
The Southern one had a fried green tomato and pimento cheese on it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Overall, I've got to say, it's turned out remarkably. Remarkably. Just remarkably. No more onto it. That's what I was trying to say with all that. Yeah, the highlight right now is absolutely Deluxe Burger. People are going insane over it. It's got decent-sized lines every single day. Nice gourmet burger. Something that was absolutely missing from Walt Disney World in general. I mean, you could get some good ones at, you know, Splitsville and other places like that, but this is just absolutely out of this world. The French fries there were great, too. Yeah.
The shakes were good.
And the price wasn't bad for Disney property on all these.
I paid $29 for my entire, which...
You know, you got an alcoholic shake.
Well,
no,
$29 a person?
Yeah, so Michael... I went with Michael and Tom while they were in town. They came with me as well that second time, and... Michael was running a few minutes behind, so I ordered just his meal, and he got a small thing of fries, he got the Southern burger, and he got a malt shake. So the shake was $7, the burger was $13, the fries were like $5. So his total was $26-something.
Wow. Yeah, I had a bottle of water on that, so that's why mine went up a bit.
Yeah, so that's when I was like, oh, this is a little pricey. Like, Eli and I split a burger, and I think ours was around kind of the same price.
Which you
too,
can, but... because they were very big.
Oh,
the
yeah,
whole thing was
it's
very...
a good, it's a handsome burger.
Yeah, and I would recommend sharing fries too. And honestly, I would skip the milkshakes because there are plenty of other good dessert places now.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Disney Springs to get an after lunch treat or
that's
an after dinner
not
treat.
Not to say though that the milkshakes are bad at all. No. The milkshake that we had was incredibly good.
Oh, I had the salted caramel. Ooh, that was really good.
I saw a picture of one that had bacon in it.
Yeah, that was the one. The guy out front when I went back was like, "You've been here before," and I was like, "Yes." And he was like, "I saw your video online," and you know, because we all went and Googled and tried to see who came to if anybody had done reviews of our restaurant, and they all really liked our video. So I went in, and all the people knew us not because of the podcast, but because of that video we're shoving our face with burgers. So
that's cool.
Handsome burgers.
Yeah, it was weird. So I was like, what should I get? The handsome burgers, you know. So and he said the shake. I didn't even know that on the first day, the shake with the bacon in it. And you know, you can get bourbon in it or whatever.
That's nice.
Are all of the construction walls down, or there's still construction walls?
The whole area still isn't completely open. This is the first part of Town Center, so the World of Coke that they're building still has
that
a way to go, as well
amazing,
as Planet
though.
Hollywood, and not all of the shops are open. I would say it looked about like three-quarters of the shops were open.
Planet Hollywood's a bit of an eyesore at the minute as well. All the other shops that aren't open yet blending quite well, but...
And you were talking about the pricing. Kathy and I went into one of the clothing stores, and the pricing was way cheap, I thought.
Really?
For where it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there was T-shirts and blouses in there for under 20.
Wow.
Which... And there were some other, you know, dresses, but there was nothing Disney about it, so you didn't know you were in Disney. But it was the clothing was
that's
okay.
That's my location complaint
was.
About the stores, I think, is that none of them have any sort of like Disney theme to them. This is kind of their answer to keeping people from going to the outlets.
Well, that's the whole point, is to try to keep people from heading over to the outlets.
It's
the other
shame.
Thing is, it reminds me of Downtown Disney in California. Some of those stores have nothing to do with Disney.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's okay.
But they have some whimsical stores.
That's what I kind of was my point here.
Kind of, there's a Sephora. There's all kinds. Kathy, who couldn't be here today, sent me this incredibly long backstory for the thing. If anybody cares to know, I'm not going to read it.
You should stage your reading.
Okay, I'll do it later and post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's a nice backstory of, because every building has a story.
Yeah,
they've made up this big elaborate, and I just love walking around. I love the architecture. A lot of shade.
Yeah, I will say that. It's shade. It feels cooler when you're in there. Part of it's covered.
Yeah.
But the story is what kind of does blow me away a little bit. Like, it is an invested story.
It is
not just what they originally made it out to be.
Well, did you ever read the story of Pleasure Island? It was a fireworks factory, and the man blew up, and now he built a nightclub, and it was like there was a whole story. If that's not right, don't write to me.
I mean, I'll read this one little part here. The building that is now Deluxe Burgers is the oldest structure in Disney Springs. Originally built as a rancher's cabin, he chose to build near the spring so his cattle would have a source of water. Over time, a community grew up around the cabin.
And ate all of his
Those are the wooden buildings you see nearby.
A cattle rancher, and they turned it into a burger place?
Yeah, and you go in, and it's all the pictures and, like, the date, and I'm like, are we eating?
Morimoto
was supposed to be an old bottling factory, and there's
you can see it brilliantly.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The sign, oh my god, isn't it amazing?
They've got a giant sign across the top. It's like says Morimoto, but then above it says like the bottling
company.
I
saw that, but it was all blocked from the construction.
I will say, I love Downtown Disney, but I will go back to this so much more because I just love the whole vibe of the whole thing.
Now, the new garage isn't open.
Yeah, it is. Just
it's
open.
It's going to make it so much easier.
Oh,
to get
gosh.
There.
I just love it.
It literally drops you off. It literally drops you off literally right in the middle of town center.
It literally does.
There's no walking at all to get into
that's
there.
That's a
you're
lie.
Just right there.
And that's going to let you out near the marketplace, whatever that's
called.
Yeah,
then you're very close to get to like World of Disney in the marketplace.
I miss the marketplace. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, we were talking about
that. But what's nice, too, is that because of the way it's all structured, a bunch of people asked me, like, how do I get to a place? And I said, I, honest to God, can't give you directions anymore because I have no idea. Because you could go down any walkway and get there, and it would be more confusing for me.
And didn't you find yourself trying to figure out, okay, what was here before?
Yeah.
Trying to
acclimate. What direction was I facing
before?
Yeah,
where am I? You know, it was kind of.
Yeah,
but I love that.
It's confusing. It's essentially an outlet mall now, but it's done very well, and I would recommend going to check it out.
Yeah.
Go to Amaret's Patisserie Sprinkles Deluxe Burger. You'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I have to get down. I haven't been down there yet.
We haven't
check
either.
It out, so we have to do that.
We're going
to
go this week.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for going and checking that out so you could tell everybody what you thought of it. That is going to do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back with you again next week with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Thanks for being with us, everyone. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes. Have a good week.